Yeah, delighted to be here. Lovely day outside.
Yeah, you enjoying the good weather?
Absolutely, yeah. We're office based all the time, but yeah, enjoying the good weather.
Yeah, but for, like, obviously you'd be involved with the Sligo group. Mixed training a wee bit easier, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's in good form and plenty of energy as well, which helps, you know. So it's nice to be training in good weather.
Yeah. How's your team going at the moment, anyway?
Mixed, up and down a wee bit. A couple of bad results there, but yeah, listen, we're back on the weekend again now. We have Athlone at home now on Sunday, so we need to get 3 points.
Right, okay. Well, let's focus on the senior action, and we do have Fan Harps away from home against Wexford. The last time me and you spoke was when Kevin McHugh was appointed, and I suppose, what, since that, 2-1s and a draw. He's slotting in there rightly, so he is, and it seems to be the squad's responding as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, obviously, I think last week we chatted, I think he was debating whether he was going to take it or not. I think that was it was to be sorted out or settled out. But yeah, listen, delighted, obviously, that Kevin got the opportunity. He definitely has done his time in the club with through the academies and the underage structures and managing some of the underage teams as well. So, and obviously this year he got the opportunity to be involved in the first team setup and got the opportunity. Delighted to see him getting that. I say it's well deserved. But yeah, listen, the players have responded in a positive manner and results as well showing that, you know. But loads of work to be doing, obviously, and Kevin knows that better than anybody else. But yeah, listen, last weekend obviously they drew with Longford, so they're a big trip to Wexford, who are going reasonably well there, and so that'll be a hard game for them away from home. But yeah, it's probably one that him and his team are looking forward to.
You would take a point, I'm sure, on the road on Friday night again.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just important to keep the results going. You mentioned it, like, you know, it's just unbeaten and getting another draw potentially, but you never know. I mean, down to Athlone didn't play that well and got a result. I know Athlone are bottom of the table, like, but it's very, very tight. A lot of teams are close together, you know, so if you can bounce off 2 or 3 results, you can fly up the table very, very quickly. But yeah, listen, it's important and keeps that, you know, run going and keeps that positivity within the team, and if you can get a draw potentially and even get steal 3 points or something like that, we'd be a lot more than delighted.
Yeah, things certainly going in the right direction for Fan Harps, but they are a very, very young squad, so they are, and I suppose the experience of Kevin and some of the other members of the backroom team, it's going to be telling and trying to bring these young men along, because there will be more downs and ups along the way, so there will.
Yeah, no, that's what you're going to get with younger players coming in. And, you know, you get loads of energy, enthusiasm, you know, you get a wee bit of innocence as well. And, you know, there are a few experienced players down the spine of the team which will help the younger lads, you know. And it's just important that, you know, they keep at it. There are going to be ups and downs, as you mentioned. There are going to be ones where they played really well in performances. But it's trying to get where the performance level is at standard and a good standard week in, week out. And that's if you're playing at a good standard all the time, you get results eventually. But, you know, it's giving these players the opportunity, they're getting the opportunity, giving the experience to play in the first division potentially. And then the idea would be to keep them all together and they'll progress. And in years to you, then you've got a really, really good structured, experienced team that maybe then could go on and have a big impact and try to get into the Premier League.
Yeah, and obviously a couple of big games on the horizon as well for Harps to come, because there's a double weekend of games over Easter, Good Friday and Easter Monday. One of those is home to Kerry. Kerry is going to be no walkover, and the other one, then you're going to, well, can we call them the champions elect at this stage? Can we, Dundalk, in the first division so early on?
Yeah, listen, you know, and to be fair, I mean, when Harps played Dundalk, obviously, in Finn Park, they played really, really well and was very determined. But Dundalk have just pushed on. They're 22 points, obviously, you know. So, you know, I think so they've done really well. Like 7 ones and 1 draw, potentially, you know. So they've done really well. So obviously, it looks that way at the minute. And, you know, they're pushing away. They're Brayer and 16, their closest team to them, obviously. But yeah, listen, they'll be looking to push on. But it's important, first of all, to take it one game at a time, as you know, Washington, and can they get 3 points, obviously, away to Wexford, and then obviously Kerry then at home, looking to get three points there at home. And I think Kevin mentioned previously about making sure that they get results at home, and that keeps the fans all engaged as well, and that's really, really important. But yes, 3 points against Wexford, hopefully, and then bring them into Kerry.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. Like, Harps give break good tanking, so they did, and there Bray are sitting way up at the top end of the table.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, they what was 5-0, was it? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5-0 was the scoreline. And I know the Bray got a player sent off in the 30th minute or so, but at that stage, even our Harps were very, very comprehensive and well on top, you know, and went on to win the game and looked very, very comfortable throughout that. So it just shows you, you know, it's that wee bit of confidence. If they start scoring a few goals as well, that's obviously been an area that needs to be addressed. You know, obviously... Joel came on last week and scored a goal from a header, obviously, from a set play, and that gets him a draw against Longford. But trying to get consistently scoring goals, and that'll obviously push you up a table. But yeah, interesting to see the Bray are in second at 16 points.
Yeah. So the rest of the fixtures in the First Division, along with Wexford against Harps, we've got Dundalk against Cove Ramblers, which is a big game in the First Division this week. Kerry taking on Athlone Town, Bray Wanderers against Treaty United, and Longford Town are playing UCD. There is four games to come in the Premier Division on a Friday night, and Derry City are taking on Flying High Drogheda United.
Yeah, we never thought we'd be saying that, would we? Like, you know, brilliant for Drogheda United and Kevin Doherty and his squad of players. They've, you know, they've definitely took a massive bounce after winning the FAI Cup, obviously playing Derry now again, who they beat in the FAI Cup in the Viva. So they've done really well and got a lot of big results as well, and their performances have been good. So that'll not be an easy game for Derry. Derry have got a bit of a bounce, obviously. You know, last week they beat Cork 2-1, you know, and they've got a few results. They drew away with Shamrock Rovers, beat Sligo Rovers away as well, and drew with Galway at home. So their results have been better. You know, the performances have been okay. I think Michael Duffy's been on sensational form.
Only for him, you could say.
Yeah, I would actually agree. I mean, I watched him up on the showgrounds against Sligo Rovers, and he was just brilliant. And it's not just the quality that he gives you, but it's just his work ethic and his attitude, you know, to work up and to work down, but his penetrating runs, he's scoring goals on top of that. So he's been probably the best player so far throughout the whole season, and they need to keep him fit as well. That's a massive plus if they can keep him on the pitch. But he's been really, really good for Derry City, and I know they've brought in a lot of players and they're trying to find their feet, and there's, you know, the players been mixed in and changed around a wee bit, so I'm not sure if he knows his best 11 yet. That'll come obviously with time, but you know, they've got good results in the last while, not conceding too many goals, you know, defensively quite good as well, so not scoring a lot neither, but they're not, you know, they're keeping things nice and tight. So that's a game that they could go, actually should go and win and beat Drogheda United, but it'll not be an easy one.
It'll not be an easy one for Derry, but they will of course be looking to avenge that defeat in the Cup. The other games in the Premier Division, St Patrick's Athletic are taking on Cork City. Cork obviously sitting in the bottom positions in the table, second bottom, but you would expect Stephen Kenny said to come through that one at Turner's Cross tomorrow evening.
Yeah, well, Cork's been good at home, you know. I think Rory Keating got a really bad injury up in against Derry last week, so he could be potentially out for a long time. He's definitely not available against St Pat's. You're looking at the quality of players that St Pat's have at the top end of the pitch, real, real quality, and can change any three of those players and bring on another three players as well. They've got real, real quality. St Pat's, it'll not be an easy game against Cork. Cork going well, big crowd down Turner's Cross as well, good, really good energy about the place. They've a lot of new players come in into the league, but they've done really well with the players that he has on his disposal. But St Pat's, with the quality that they have, they could end up getting 3 points and going ahead Drogheda United over the weekend.
Shelburne against Bowes, the big Dublin games keep coming, so they do. Yeah. That's going to be a tasty enough affair, is it?
Yeah,
Friday night.
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. I mean, Bowes obviously beat Sligo 4-2 last weekend, and Shelburne, you know, are coming in a mixed bag of form, really. You know, they haven't been brilliant, and they're still really hard to play against and beat.
But it's the sort of game you throw form out on.
It does go out to one. Dublin derbies always do, you know. Like Alan Reynolds got 3 points last weekend. That takes a wee bit of pressure on. There was a lot, I just seen things online and it wasn't too positive towards him, you know. So he got 3 points. So the Bowes fans, as you know, will be very, very hard to keep happy. They got 3 points last weekend and bring a wee bit of energy into the Shelburne game. But I just think Shelburne will have too much for Bowes at the minute.
Yeah, there'll be a fantastic atmosphere for that one. Yeah.
And probably on top of that, it'll be sold out. You know, yeah. And most of those derbies now are sold out. Massive crowds. And it's brilliant to see the Premier League. You know, I often say to people, go and watch it, because it's a really, really good standard of football now at the minute. And, you know, Sligo Rovers are playing Galway. There could be 500 Galway fans in the showgrounds on Saturday night, and you know that energy is there all the time. Big crowds all over the league. So that just shows you that it's definitely up and coming, and things are well improved, and the quality that the quality of the games are really, really good. So.
Yeah. Listen, Waterford in the early days of the season were sitting top of the table, but it hasn't been their way over the last, what, they've lost 4 out of the last 5, so they have, and they've dropped down now into, looks like, the bottom 3 in the standings, but they're taking on a Shamrock Rovers side who's the flip of that. They're just slowly picking things up and working their way. They've got a game in hand, actually, and if they were to win that game in hand, it would put them... what, a point off the top, Declan? Yeah. So
well, big weekend for Shamrock Rovers. Yeah. So you mentioned it; they should beat Waterford at home for sure, and then they've got Cork at home as well. So they've got double header over the weekend. So possibly six points for Stephen Bradley and his players. Yeah, looking at the quality of players they have, you expect them to beat Waterford, beat Cork as well. I think, even though Cork have done really well up in Tala over the last couple of years, and they've got big results and draws out of it, but I still expect Shamrock Rovers now to get 6 points, as you're saying, and that'll push them up the table. Slowly, you know, the last couple of years they've been slow to get started, and that's probably a bit of a hangover from the European adventure, because they've been training throughout the whole off season, and that's a disadvantage. Obviously, financially, it's brilliant for the club, and the players get good bonuses as well, I would think, but it also means they get no rest time, so they're slow to start, but they're starting to hit their stride now, and I expect them to get 2 big results the weekend. Waterford started really well, got big results at the start, and they sort of dropped off a wee bit, and Keith Long, manager, probably wouldn't be happy with their performances, but I kind of look at the table now, and you see obviously Sligo Rovers are down there with 4 points, and then you've got Cork and Waterford, and I see those 3 teams that'll be down there fighting for that dreaded relegation spot and playoff spot.
Yeah, obviously Sligo, a side that you have a very close association with, giving you the under-19 manager.
Yeah.
But their senior side, listen, bottom of the table, but they've got a huge derby. So they have.
Yeah.
Saturday night. Galway United are coming to town.
Yeah.
And is this another game that we can say, right, throw form out the window? From a Sligo point of view, you're probably hoping that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, listen, it's going to be a hard one for Sligo Rovers. I mean, you look at Galway and their first loss last weekend against Shamrock Rovers, and surprisingly it was from a set play that they didn't defend, and they've been normally the teams that score from long throws and set plays and free kicks, because they're a big physical team, you know. I look at Galway and I see similar to Nottingham Forest in the Premier League, the way they play, you know, and that's a real positive, because they drop in, they make it difficult, they play 5, you know, nice and tight together, and they drop in and deep, and then they try to hit teams in the counter-attack, and they play it really, really well. They defend the box well, and then when they get set plays and throw ins, they're a real, real threat as well. But they can play as well on top of that, but they're really structured, hard to play against, defensively very, very good. And, you know, this can be a difficult match for Sligo Rovers, because Sligo are probably the opposite of all that. They're free-flowing. You know, the teams are scoring goals against them, and they're giving away bad goals as well. Lost 4 to weekend. Now, in fairness to John Russell and the squad, they were very depleted. I think they'd 4 suspended for the match. They had 1 or 2 injuries as well. And at the very end, about 25 minutes to go, there was 6 of the academy players that were on the pitch, you know. So that just shows you that, you know, that they were under a bit of pressure in regards to numbers and injured players and as well. But yeah, listen, a big match. Sligo have to start producing big performances, and this is going to take a big performance against a really good, well-organised Galway team who end up could push into the top 1 or 2 positions at the very, very end of Saturday night.
A Sligo, Derry and Harps result Friday night would be a good start to the weekend.
I think so, yeah.
Is it a tall ask?
Yeah, listen, I think Derry should win at home for sure. They should beat Drogheda United. I think a draw would be a good result for Finn Harps away to Wexford. And then I'm not 100% sure. I'm going up the game and Sligo against Galway. Anything could happen. Sligo need 3 points badly, and I'm expecting a reaction from them. But it will be very, very difficult. It could end up a 2-2 draw or something like that.
Okay. Listen, Declan, we appreciate you calling up to the studio. Good to see you as always.
Great to be here.
And enjoy the football the weekend.
Well,
all right.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Oisín.